because I'm sure there's a lot going on down here. I'm not there anywhere. So I just wanted to drop in and say hi and give you up for them.
Okay, Bill, super fine. You're a good readable signal tonight, and I think this is the first time you checked into the Michigan upstream app, so very good. I was unaware I was going to be not controlled today, so no sooner did I close the amateur radio public service coordinate at 4 o'clock. I stopped by here and somebody said, oh, by the way, you're not control. So, all right, we go by districts, and I guess my district was up. So we'll talk about typecast. All right, Bill, thank you. All right, that brings us to Bob and Melissa, as I have it. Are there any additional check-ins or further comments or any stations that I have missed? Call now.
Recheck.
Recheck, go ahead.
Yes, I believe you called me. Anyway, I was making my comments. Apparently, I didn't get in there on my turn for some reason. Maybe my transmission didn't make it.
Well, you're making it. Now you're making it now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in Macomb County. I'm with the ARPSC here. This is the first time I've ever heard this net. I was out of the hobby for a while, so I'm getting back in again. Just happened to turn the scanner on and heard you in there. Just wondering what this is all about.
Yeah, well, you're tuned into the Michigan Amateur Public Service Cornet. We meet at 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday, usually, on 3932, and our secondary frequency is 60 meters channel 2. And we're primarily check-ins that give us an overview of what's happening in their counties as far as emergency services. That includes Skywarn, Aries, Racy's, Oxcom, and associated programs. So I've got a Salvation Army rep on board tonight. So we generally go over what's happening in our various counties during the week, and then any suggestions or any comments to improve interoperability. So that's in a nutshell what the net's about, and we meet every week at 5 o'clock Eastern. Over.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. So I take it you're on linked repeaters?
I am not. I'm on HF, but courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network, they link up the repeaters and they put it on HF for us. And so you're coming in through one of those links there. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to check in again on Sundays at 5 o'clock now that I've heard you out there. And appreciate it. Everybody have a good week, and stay safe and warm. KNS clear.
Okay, very good, Don. Thank you. Got you that time 100%. Okay, we reached the bottom of the list. Do I have any further comments or any additional check-ins before we close? Over. Okay, and on the grid, I'd like to thank all stations that participated in this evening's net. And let's see, we had 14 stations with a runtime of 40 minutes. So thank you all, and good night this evening. You all stay warm, take care. This is WDUSA closing the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet at 2140. Frequency is now free, and that's closed. Out.
WDUSA, KGVD.
Yes, sir. How can I help? Over.
Nothing. I just want to confirm 14 stations and 40 minutes. Thanks for running the net. I'm going to sit back and wait till tomorrow morning to clear any snow. Anyway, enjoy your flight south. Snowbirds are always welcome down there. Anyway, thanks very much. Check you later. This is KJBD. Good to hear you.
Okay, you as well, James. Nice to hear you, too, and Yeah, we're motorhoming at this time, so we have to, I think there's an opening where the roads are going to be fairly dry. So we got to drive about at least 12 hours straight before we get out of the freezing zone and start getting the camper de-winterized. We're going to change our to hit Hamcation in Florida. And probably stay down there for a good long time, enjoying the state park down there, which we've never experienced. So this will be brand new for us. Say one thing, WDUSA out.
And safe travels, KGBD out.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie, Charlie, India.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie, Charlie, India. You're just in time. I got you on the list for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Do you have any comments, or?
What is this repeater? Am I on HF, or where am I?
You're coming in through the Michigan Emergency Network on VHF, and your signal is being put out on HF on 39 or 32 kilohertz. And this is the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet you're tuned into. Over.
Okay. V3CCI.
All right, very good. Take care. Have a good one. WDUSA out.
For the people that are listening on UHF and VHF, yes, you can talk on HF. I am the control operator. I am here monitoring. If anything goes wrong, I would shut it off. So it's legal for you to do so. So if you want to check in, don't be afraid. I need OBU 73 off.
Yep, and it in. OBU, thank you ever so much. I don't care if you're in your pajamas or not. Good work. WDUSA out.
Thanks for being that control. I can't remember a four-digit code for 30 seconds, so I can't do that, but you can. I appreciate you. I need OBU.
That was double for you. Take care.
No more comments. I need OBU. We'll be clearing the written net. I'll catch everybody next week, good Lord willing. 73-0.